Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello, how are you?
Hello. Oh, wow. How are you? How are you, Big
are you
Red? Good? I'm all right,
I'm
Big
fine.
Red.
How
are
you?
Oh, I'm all right.
I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, okay. How everybody else doing? What's up, y'all? It's Big Red and Brother B. We back. The menu. On Blog Talk Radio. Yo, what's the deal? What's the deal, man?
Big
Red.
Yes,
yeah, what up, everybody? What up? What's going on? Big Red, Brother B, once again in the house. Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? How you doing? How you doing? Hope all is well. Yeah. As for me, yeah, had to take a little moment last weekend, last Sunday, and I had to fall back, man. Red, don't you know I wound up with 102 fever on Monday?
102?
Hell, first of all, I was at work, and I was just doing my regular. But, yo, probably about 2 hours into work, next thing you know, I started getting chills. Man, my day was a wrap from there. I felt like I was in a freezer. I got home, 102. 102 fever, yo. Couldn't believe it.
That's usually caused by an infection.
Huh?
When you have fevers, you get a fever and it's high like that, it was some type of infection.
I don't know what the hell it was.
Could be, you know, upper respiratory. It could be, you know, an infection with your ears ringing, anything like that.
Oh, no. Oh, no, listen, trust me. I guess I know what it is. I've been hacking up all types of colors of the rainbow. This whole week,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, I know that's nasty. I'm sorry. But, yeah. It's, I hate, not like people just like getting sick, but, yo, I hate getting sick like that. Like that
right.
Was just totally uncalled for. Totally uncalled for. And then.
But did you take any antibiotics or anything?
Nah, man. I drank some damn broth and some Theraflu and NyQuil and went back to work the next day. And I thought I had it beat. You know what I'm saying? Like I thought I had it beat. But then turn around, I'm at work again. And then like a couple hours later into work, I started getting the chills again. I was like, what the? Yo, I was tight.
When that happens, that's an instant. You need antibiotics to get that out of you. Like tea and all of that is not going to help you. Or you need a what you call it? You need like a fever reducer.
Yeah, I did. Chicken broth, NyQuil, 2 Advil.
Uh-oh.
You know, a little combination going on. So
the Advil is a fever reducer, but if you caught it again the next day, yeah, you fighting you, you need something a little more powerful.
Well, that's the thing. I figured because I didn't let myself really rest. Like, you know how I get down when it comes to work. Like, it's like I'm always there. So it's like I only had a window of like maybe 8 hours, 9 hours before I went back to work. To like let's at the most say maybe say like 10. Let's just say 10 hours to like. Self-medicate, knock it out, and then go back to work. So the next day, when I got home, the fever was like 99.4. And then,
right.
You know, yeah, then after that, it was a wrap. I was just coughing all over the place, man. I was, ugh. But, you know, I'm on the mend now. That's why I'm glad. Thank goodness for holidays, even though I don't give a damn about Lincoln or George Washington, any one of these damn presidents. I'm glad we got
the
day off.
That, you know, he chopped. Didn't he chop down the cherry tree?
I don't give a damn.
Which one is the one with the apple? Or the
I don't know. Listen, I don't care. I don't care about either one of them. All I know is I'm just glad we got the day off tomorrow because after I get off of work, I'm going to sleep. Like,
listen, when they
gonna
let us have off? For Rodney King Day or something like that, or Tupac birthday, or Michael Jackson's birthday, we need to have off for those holidays.
Negroes ain't that important to this country, you know that. Negroes will never, you know what I'm saying? They'd be lucky they honored Dr. Martin Luther King.
Right, we lucky we got that. But years ago, Chris Rock. Had a show on HBO years ago, and he went out to the neighborhood of what's that neighborhood over there? It's a little like it's before JFK. I know that.
Are you talking about Queens?
Yeah, well, I guess
you're talking about
Queens,
Rosedale.
Queens. No,
like
not
Rosedale.
What is that area? Why I can't think of the area every time I say, but. Anyway, it's like when you're on the Belt Parkway coming from Brooklyn and you go into that part of Queens, but I can't think of it right now. It's like
okay,
a borderline of like Linden Boulevard and like the Conduit or something like that.
Oh, like Regal? Is that Regal Park?
Yeah, something about that around that area. Well, he went over there and he went into an Italian pizza restaurant. And he told him, he said, listen, how y'all like it if you have a petition out to change this street?
Oh,
to
you want how, like, Howard Beach Queen.
Howard Beach, that's what.
Well,
he was like, how would you like it if we change this street to Tupac Shakur? Yo, those people got so sensitive.
Yo.
Man, those people got so sensitive. They was like, get the F out of here. You must be good. And then they were like, you must be. Oh, my
God. I can
God.
Imagine. I'm about
yes,
to look
they
that
was
one up.
Upset. Yes, because that's why I'm laughing, because I'm like, you're right. Like, how come we can't get off of other people's holiday? Other people make other people's holiday. But they don't want none of that going on.
No. Can't be too much, you know, recognizing of, you know, the black contributions,
right?
You know, to society or to the world in general.
But
I mean,
you know,
the more
you know
they
keep... not going to let you get off at Malcolm X. You
know? Oh hell no! Now listen, all like I said, that's all you're gonna get, Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King. That's it. You better enjoy that one. Thank you, Malcolm X. Please, listen, let them give a Malcolm X day. Oh, my. Oh, no.
That'd be a revolution,
no.
Boy.
What? Worse than Tea Party. Worse than their Tea Party. Worse than that. They'd be, man, white people would be trying to take over the project. We run up and then just flipping on black people.
Like, no Malcolm X, no. Like, Martin Luther King's enough. We're not, nothing, no. It will not be no Malcolm X Day. No!
Hell no. What? Yeah, right. Just picture that. No.
That would never
happen. Nah. A matter of fact, like, this is the first February in, like, a long time. It's never felt like, it hasn't felt very black. Like, you know, Black History Month. It's just, you know, I mean, I don't know how you can just take Black History and put it in a month, which is the shortest month of the year.
Yeah, right?
For the life of me, I can't understand it. I mean, you know, as much as I try, you know, not to be so much, you know, like I try not to get into color too much. Like, there's times where we may have topics and we discuss it. But, you know, in terms of, like, my thinking, I try to, like, distance myself away from that whole color thing and then treat, you know, everybody just, you know, human. But I do notice that every time I try not to, someone else always gives me a reason to be like, you know, it has to come up. That's why, you know, when one day I was watching something with this comedian Paul Mooney, and he was saying that black people can't be racist. And to a degree, I believe it, because we don't control anything to alienate anyone. You know, we don't have power like that to actually to control something or to control things to be able to alienate people in order to be jealous or have some type of hatred for, you know, people and, you know, them like doing what we do or, you know, bringing themselves in our system. It's like you look at this country and you see how it was founded, as much as some people want to, you know, scoff it off and say whatever they want to say. I'm not even going to get into that. But the thing is,
right,
black people, like I said, I was just taking a drive through, like, certain parts of Brooklyn. And I see white people there. And those white people don't look scared. I see, and some of these parts of Brooklyn, hey, still a little rugged, but I don't see white people walk around in fear. That's why,
because
I'm like,
that's because they, it's like they know that it's like, I own this now. That's how they feel. I own this. You know, I'm paying my $9,000 million rent, and they're renovating this area for me. They're cleaning it up for me. Just like you said, it look rough, but they're cleaning this area up for me.
But you know what? True, but then I look at it. That was the case. Then they would be making sure a lot of black people are moved out. Like, the thing that I'm trying to say is white people move into neighborhoods, and nobody fucks with them. Like, you don't hear white people screaming, oh, my gosh, is that all this? You don't hear that. You know what I'm saying? So as much as for the images that they want to try and portray in the media and the images that they want to try and portray, you know, on social media and, you know, all other news factions or whatever, I mean, a lot of it is bullshit. And the thing is, people keep believing in the lie. But like I said, me driving around Brooklyn or certain areas, and I'm like, yo, white people, listen, if that was the case, then white people wouldn't be moving into these areas because there's a fear. But there's no fear.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these suburban people, now, let us turn around and move out to the suburbs. Oh, my gosh, the Negroes is coming. The Negroes are going to destroy this. They're going to bring crime. They're going to do this. They're going to bring, oh, my gosh. There's going to be a crown chicken on every corner. Pizza Huts and the Chinese restaurants and liquor stores. Oh, my gosh, down goes neighborhood. I mean, I don't think that's true. I mean, there's people that just want a quieter life. They don't want to, you know, live in the city either. But
right,
that's their argument. oh, black people, they're gonna bring down the property value. Why? Because the black, like, it's once again, it's crazy in 2019. It's like we still have this issue, but I guess as we have this issue, and there's other people that really have it more with us than we with them, because we have been accepting of a lot of cultures and a lot of things that we have created, and we don't sit there and nitpick a label, or like let's take hip hop for example. Nobody ever said anything too much about the white rappers and tried to outcast them or label them something. No, we didn't do that. They were embraced. Even Vanilla Ice. You know what I'm saying? Even he was embraced. So it's like
he was horrible,
but we wasn't turning around flipping like, oh my goodness, white boy trying to. I mean, nobody was doing that.
Right. Like if you think about like the Beastie Boys. They were I'm sure they was at everybody's barbecue.
Yeah.
And they was they was much at it.
And see, you know, listen, the Beastie Boys, by far one of the ultimate Caucasian, actually, you know, Jewish, but one of the ultimate, like, you know, white boy groups out there, you know, in hip hop. And, you know, they definitely trendsetters, but they were just different with it. You know what I'm saying? They were different with it, but they also repped the culture. So we didn't see them as someone trying to copycat or anything like that.
Right.
Like they really repped the culture. So that's why they were like 100% accepted, because they weren't half-assed about their shit. They were
right,
totally 100%.
They used your ass.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing goes with Everlast. The same thing goes with Eminem. And, you know, I'm sure there's some others that I forgot to mention. I'm sorry. But the whole thing is they rep the culture. And that's why they weren't treated, you know, like, oh, no, you're just trying, you're an appropriator and stuff like that. Nah, they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, it's just certain things I just, you know, as I get older, I cram to understand, but I don't know, man. I don't know, but once again.
And you wasn't angry to understand it.
No, certain things wasn't meant to, you know. But once again, it's Big Red, Brother B. It's the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. What up, y'all? All right. Let's go into the topic because I can't, you know, something this is personal. That's why I came up with this topic, but this is something like, you know, personal. So if you don't mind, Red, you know, I'm gonna set it off. All right, tonight's topic is, does the parenting ever end? Right. What do you what do you do when it seems like your children outgrow you? Now, the reason why I came up with this topic is because now you know how how I am when it comes down to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sick as thieves, all this and that. But I always knew and kept it in the back of my mind that one day, she was going to cross me.
Mm-hmm.
Poor boy.
Uh-huh.
And that day has basically come. And
yep.
The thing that bothers me is that this little kid, thank you, because I, you know, this little knucklehead seems to think that she didn't do anything wrong. Now, you know, to those that may be listening that have daughters, to those men that are listening that have daughters and are very active in their daughter's life, make no mistake. If you haven't gone through it already, if you're going to go through it or soon to be going through it, because my daughter is, what, teen, about to be 16, they will shit on you. Once they start becoming interested and this, this, that, and the third. And listen, hey, I hope your story becomes different than mine. Maybe I'm taking it a little bit too far, but damn that. That's my daughter. And it's nothing really against the little boy. But the whole thing is, now you start doing little sneaky shit. And it's like, how do you, you know what I'm saying? How do you sit
you
there?
Say,
and ask me to how do you sit there and ask me to co-sign your sneaky shit and think I'm not supposed to get mad? How do you think you're going to ask me to co-sign you doing something sneaky and I'm your father? Like, I had to tell them to say, yo, motherfucker. Like, I'm sorry. Yes, I did. I cursed her out. I hung up the phone on her, son. I cursed her out and hung up the phone. Because she asked me a question, and I was like, what? I said, yo, I ain't your MF and father. I mean, your friend. I'm your father. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like what part?
Let
like,
me answer you that for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I said, let me just, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to say something on that. That's okay. See, that's the thing. It's when they start getting a certain age, especially I'm going to say between the ages of, I'll say, I'm going to speak with teenagers right now. Between, I can say 12 and maybe, I'll say 18. At this age, and I used to have to tell other people this, that because my kids, the oldest was already in that stage. So when people were having kids and their kids were getting to that stage, I had to school them and let them know. And even the oldest one, his own father, I had to school him and let him know. From the age of 12, right now, at that point, it's a thin line between parent and friend. Now, nobody's saying now, once again, just you said, I'm your father. I'm not your friend, but it's a thin line because at one this time, you're thinking, okay, you know, I can be a little more comfortable with them, talking with them about certain things. I can, you know, talk to them about certain things and certain things. Because like I said, remember, these kids are more advanced, teenagers rather, are more advanced than we were at 12 and 13, 14 years of age. You understand?
This
is a different day and age that they live in it.
They listen, they only advance because of the computers. They still stupid.
Right. But, okay, right, you're right. But that's
jackasses.
What I'm getting at. Yes, that's the thing. They still, yo, you stupid jackass. Jackass,
you
mean me?
Jackass,
but they still, but that's the thing. But that's the thing. That's the thing. They are still in that, just like you said, I'll say in a nicer way, in that immaturity state. But then they're also at a stage where it's like, once again, they know a little, just like you said, because of computers and society and social media and stuff like that, they're a little more advanced now. Some of them are street smart. Some of them are book smart. Who knows? But they're more advanced with things. So it's like things that a lot of parents talk about with their kids now, we couldn't do that with our parents. Or our parents didn't talk to us about something. Like I had to explain to both my sons. I told them. I said, you know what, and because they're all, both of them are over 20-something years old, it's a big difference. I can speak to them about things. I even told them. I said, my mother, I said, she didn't talk to me about certain things. And now I was grown with y'all too, and she didn't speak to me about it. It was like kind of like she was scared to, or maybe it was a, you know, I don't know if it was like maybe a out of respect or respect, but I don't think it was that. It's just the fact that, like I said, she had to realize, listen, I have two children now. Like, it's not like anything you're going to tell me should be a, it shouldn't be a secret at this point. But speaking of being, like I said, with the teenagers, it's a thin line between parent and friend. So you have to be careful on how you speak. You have to be careful on what they hear. You know, you have to be, you know, careful with certain things because then they might slip up, just like you said, and say, ask you something. It's like, are you crazy? I know you ain't asking me that. Like, I was going to be in agreement with that. It's like, hello? Like, are you stupid? Like, are you dumb? Like,
yo, Red. Red. Yo. She waited. Like, she plotted out. Like, she, like, I told her, I say, listen, there ain't shit that you have done or you kids have created that we ain't do when we was coming up. You ain't doing
nothing.
But they're
still okay. But they don't care about that. They're still going to try it.
Yeah, okay. And I get it.
They're still
going to
try it.
Red, I'm in the gas station, 10:30 at night. She going to ask me some stupid ass. I said, what? I just thought of flipping. People getting gas like,
I
ain't understand that. Yo. I was like,
what
is
this?
I'm like, yo, are you serious? No, I'm like, are you really at? Oh, Dad, don't get upset. Don't tell me not to get upset. Like, dude, you plotted this whole thing out, and you think I didn't see it?
Right.
So, then a couple of days later, all right, I'm just gonna, you know what, Brother B, just gonna go in. So, this is the question that she had asked me. Because she was supposed to come over to the crib that night because her mom went away or whatever. She got out of school. She had a little rehearsal for some Black History thing. And then she was supposed to go walk the dog. And then the lady was supposed to go, my lady was supposed to go pick her up and bring her back to the crib. Now, mind you, I needed to take me a nap. Because I'm going from job to job. So I said, you know, let me get, you know, a quick 2 hours before I go back to work. Now, and now it's like I feel guilty about doing that because it's like, well, damn, I just wanted to go take me a nap real quick, and now all of a sudden I feel like I dropped the ball. So,
yeah,
you know, I wake up.
Like that.
Yeah, I shouldn't, but you know what? If I would have went and if I would have never went took the nap, and went over there and got a little ass, and this wouldn't happen.
But
so,
okay, but you still can't put yourself in that position of feeling guilty. Let me tell you something. I did that too. I did that too. With the oldest one, I did that too. I was myself on a guilt trip. I was like, oh, maybe if I should have did this and that. Man, I was like, oh, no. After that, I said, no. I'm not putting myself in that no more. What you do is your choice, and if what you do, it's going to be a consequence for your choice. But go ahead.
So, you know, I wake up. She said that she was tired and she had some work to do and da, 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 da. And I was like, So I said, you know what? Okay. Something's afoot. But I'm like, yo, I got to start getting ready for work. Like I said, I get to the train station. I mean, I get to the gas station. Get a phone call, 10:30. Hey, Dad. Oh, yo, what up, kid? You okay, Dad? I said, no, I'm not okay. Like, you know you're supposed to be over here, right? And she said, yeah. I said, you know, I don't want you in the house by yourself. She said, yeah, well, I got something for that. But just hear me out. And I'm like, oh, that's. And something, the spider sense start tingling. And I said, yo, where's that little boy at? She said, right next to me. Oh, I man, listen, that's all you heard. Damn. All you heard was.
Damn.
That's all you heard.
beep, beep, and you look beep, beep, and put the beep, 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 beep.
Yo. Yo. I was like, she was like, well, I was going to ask you, can you spend the night? I said, what? Yo, beep. Yo.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yo, I said, who the big beep do you think you talking to? I said, ain't you?
Yo,
she's trying to
be bold. Ooh, that's what I'm saying. These kids is bold, boy. Hey, bold.
I see, she's like, well, I could tell them to leave. I said, tell them to leave. I said, how am I supposed to trust you? I said, how am I supposed to trust you?
Exactly.
To do the right thing, and look what you're doing now. Yo, I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to eat this because this is my fault, because I was too selfish wanting to get a nap before I took my black ass back to work. I said, I'm going to eat this one. I'm going to let you rock, but trust me, there's going to be a price, and you're going to pay. Click.
Hey, yeah.
Hung up the phone. Hung up the phone.
Yeah, of course.
So then when we finally had a face-to-face, I had to tell her, I said, yo, what was you thinking? Like, did you slam your head against something on purpose before you asked me that question?
Now, I'm going to tell you like this, Brother B. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. Now, see, this is why, now the part that you said that they stupid, see, if she was really smart about her stuff, she wouldn't have called and asked you nothing.
She was really smart. But no, real talk, and you're right, but at the same time, I gave her a little bit of props. I said, while I appreciate you being honest in asking, which I encourage you to continue to do, what the was you thinking? What were you thinking? You're 15.
Well,
I'm going to
tell you like this.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to
tell you like
you
this.
You wasn't thinking.
Right.
She wasn't.
But I'm going to tell you like this. Now, and I'm going to just be honest, that you did that, she's not going to ask the next time. She's just going
to
do it.
Oh, listen. Oh, she ain't even talking to me. She ain't even talking to me. She hasn't spoke to me, like, in about a week. She ain't really talking to me.
Well, that could be more of maybe she know that she got you upset over it. I don't think it's something on her, like, she's just like, oh, I'm not talking to my dad. I think she knows that you are pissed with her about that.
Listen, all I'm saying is, because right now I'm kind of past the piss point. Like, I'm it's come and gone. You know what I'm saying? Especially since we talked about it, and I had to make it clear that, listen, these little pieces of penises and these little boys here and there, they come and go. I said, I will always be the ultimate remainder. And remember that.
Of course. Like I always tell you, but see, you have to, once again, you have to realize as a male, once again, you're a man. With women, when you're dealing with affairs of the heart, women are different with it.
I know.
Women are different with it, with affairs of the heart and the penis. Women are different with it.
Well, listen,
we say it all the time on the show. Women are emotional. We use our emotions. See, males, they use the other part of their body to guide them in things. We use our heart. It's not always our, you know, the lower body part for us. It's for our heart. Even though the lower body part feels good, but it's the heart that we do.
Listen, I get all that. I get it. But you know what I'm saying? Like I said, my thing was you don't go against the house. That's always been my thing.
Right. I understand that. You're right. You don't go against the house.
Don't go because you will lose every time.
But that's easier said than done, bro. I'm telling you. It's easier said than done. When I tell you it's easy, remember, I'm a woman. I may sound messy on the phone for those that hear me out there, but I am a woman, okay? Like I said, before I was a mother, I was a woman first. I was a teenager. I was a younger. I know how that goes. You're right. You don't go against the house. But when it comes to the male species, unfortunately, and I think about it sometimes to myself, unfortunately, women will go above and beyond for a male species more than a male will go for above and beyond for the female species. You're right, you don't, but unfortunately, that's the way it goes. And like I said, at this point right now, in this stage that she's in right now, like from 15 on, it's gonna be a struggle. It's gonna be a tug of war between you and him. Even though you are the alpha male, huh?
Him? Oh, listen.
I said it's gonna be a tug of war between. I'm talking about her between you and him. Even though you're the alpha male, you're her father. It's still gonna be a tug of war because it's like, this is my heart. He's my bigger heart because this is my father, but you know what? This is my heart. Like, see the difference? It's like, this is my heart, and this is my heart. My dad, yeah, that's my dad, that's my heart, but this is my heart. So you got to see the difference in the tone. You got to hear the difference in the tone. I know that tone. I know that
Listen.
Tone. My dad is my heart, but my, oh, you know, the other one, that's my heart.
Man, listen.
Oh God! And guess what? It doesn't just—it's not just with the father and the daughter. It goes for son and mother too. Because I have that going on with the oldest one, where it's like, that's my mom. This is my heart. This is, you know, this is different because, you know, she can give me what I want. That's just my mom. Yeah, she can give me what I want, but not in that way. You understand what I'm saying?
All right. Well, maybe, excuse me, maybe I haven't, you know, maybe because I never really had the chance, the opportunity, I should say, to have to make those type of choices because, you know, my parents passed on, you know, young. Mm-hmm. But then, even still, and I don't see me ever making some type of decision like that. Like, there's no choice.
Me neither.
Like, there's compromise, mm-hmm. yes, but there's no choice. I mean, now, my thing is this. I mean, because I'm just like, I'm astounded. Because, you know what, actually, no, let me stop lying. No, I'm not. In the beginning, I was. But now I'm just like, you know what, you don't want to talk to me? Kick rocks, kid. You know what I'm saying? This is where, that's why I said that the parenting ever ends. Now, I'm not trying to be nasty about it, but I got to be real. I got to do me. I'm not
you
kicking
get
your
to,
little
no,
ass.
You do. Wait, hold on. You can't get nasty. Didn't I tell you that you have to get to a point where even if it has to be like a tough love? Like, these two, it's times that I, especially the older one, see, the younger one, I don't know, I guess it's a little more, it's different with us, but the older one, there's been times that I've walked around here and haven't spoken to him for 2 or 3 weeks, or we don't speak to each other. And I'm not talking about just, you know, now that he's older. I'm talking about when he was a teenager, when he's pissed me off because of something, and we haven't spoken, or we don't speak to each other. Now, I'll still check up on him, like if he used to go out or something like that, I will still check and make sure he's good.
Nah,
but, like, when he comes in the house, it's like he's not even there. I'll ignore him.
Nah, sir.
Because I'm going to show you that, listen, once again, just like you said, even though you are a certain age, you're not a man yet. And remember, I'm still top dog in this house. I'm still top dog. See, I don't care what happens. I'm still at top. And no matter what, you got to be here
exactly.
with me, or you got to be around me, or whatever.
Well, see, that's the thing, because she has the option. Since me and her mother are not together,
mm-hmm. right.
so she's at her mother's.
Right.
So she don't have to. She can circumnavigate me at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, and you know what? I mean, listen. You don't want to talk to me? Cool. No problem. I'm listen, like I said, homie, don't play that, man. Like, there's certain things I'm not going to co-sign it. Excuse me.
Right,
I don't
exactly.
Play. And if you want to take this time to now what? I mean, for all I know, her mother probably happy. Well, you ain't talking to your father? Cool. You know what I mean? You could be buddy-buddy. But we'll see how long that lasts. But my thing is this.
Right, but you don't. Yeah, that. I mean, you don't worry about that. You don't.
I don't care about that. I'm not kissing your little ass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kissing. No. I'm not doing the good morning texts. No, I'm not checking up on you. Listen, you want to be a motherfucking adult? You want to do grown shit? Then you know what? This is what it is. This is what
like
it is.
Said,
there is an Arctic chill that is coming through. She better make sure she don't catch frostbite. Nah, son. Uh-uh.
But see, that's what I'm saying, but that's what you have to do. You doing that, believe me. Let me tell you something, like I told the older one, you won't speak to me before I speak to you. See, I'm the type of person, like I said, I can act like you ain't there, and I don't care who you are. I don't care who it is. I will act like you are non-existent in my life. I will look right through you. But like I told him, you going to speak to me, and it has happened plenty of times, but he ends up speaking to me before I end up saying anything to him, because you know it. You know you fucked up. I didn't fuck up. You fucked up.
But
see, when I know if I made a mistake and I did something, I'll apologize and say, hey, listen, you know what, listen, maybe that was my fault, that was my bad. But when I know you fucked up, there ain't no reason why I got to be bending over backwards, because eventually you're going to come to me. 99.9% of the time, you're the one that fucked up, not me.
See, this is why.
That's the way that goes.
And this is why I had sat back and thought about it. I was like, yo, like I said, I knew this was going to happen. And it finally happened. So now it's like, oh, like, so what do I, like, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those questions you ask yourself. So do I continue to be a parent or just be an asshole? Or do I got to, like, combine
you
the
be
two?
Both.
Because the last time I spoke to her, when she actually spoke to me on some, I don't see what I did wrong. I looked at her like she had four heads and two tails. I said, what? You don't see
and
what you did wrong.
And that's the thing. Her bold enough to even say, what did you I don't see what I did wrong. Like I said, these young people are bold as shit now.
No,
I asked my mother, what did I do wrong? She just slapped me into the age I am now.
Yo, you know what I'm saying?
She just led me to the age that I am now.
Exactly. Fast forward. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
I feel my whole thing was like, wait a minute. You don't see what you did wrong. I was like, yo, you ain't got a prescription glasses strong enough to see what you did wrong. You ain't gonna never see what you did wrong. I said, no matter you, of course. I said, yo, you're not in my shoes, so you'll never see what you did wrong. But I know what you did wrong, and you really thought that I was going to co-sign it. Wasn't going to happen. And I told her, I don't want to hear about that little Negro no more. That's that. Done. But, Dad, no. I don't want to hear about the Negro no more. Nope. So I guess that's why now she's not speaking to me. But that's why I was like, does the parenting ever end? Because me right now,
No, it doesn't.
Sometimes
tell you that.
I know it doesn't. To a degree, it doesn't. But at the same time, it's like, yo, right now, yeah, there has to be some distance. You know what I'm saying? Put in between. You know me and her. As thick as thieves, if we have been. For years, she did this. See, I ain't do this.
Mm-hmm.
She did this shit, and I'm not going. And I'm not backing down from my stance. Like she want me to,
no,
you know?
You
she, no. So, listen, I,
that's
you,
what I'm trying
listen.
To tell you. You said it.
No, I'm not backing down from this. Because my whole thing is, you know, there's too many things going on out there in the world. And I told her, I said, if you think this little Negro going to protect you, go right ahead. I said, it's been my, listen, I had to, he said in the movie, I said, it's been my responsibility for your safety and well-being since you was born. And I said, I'm not ready to pass that off to anyone. I said, I may never be able to ready to pass that off. You can get married, and I still ain't ready to pass that off. But you
right,
don't
that's,
understand.
I mean, that's always.
Yeah, but like I said, but see, right now, you don't understand the rules that you're breaking right now. You don't understand the bond that you're kind of screwing up right now. Like I said, I can understand her being a teenager and doing what she's doing, but at the same time, I can't help but be a little smidgen. I'm sorry, not even a smidgen. I can't help but being an asshole about this. Because it's like, yo, if you want to be an adult, then I got to show you how. Listen, I got to show you how I get down now.
Right, exactly. Because
I told her, listen, I'm a parent. I'm your father, but I'm a man first. And ain't no man
exactly.
going to come. No man is going to be. No. No, you're not going to. You wipe your feet before you come in my house, man. Simple and plain.
Right. The thing with that is, like I say, yeah, you're right to tell her that. You're right to show her that because she does have to show see what it feels like. Like, you want to play, like I said, you want to play house, you want to play adult games. Okay, you know what? I'm going to show you what it is to play adult game, to be an adult. I'm going to show you that. Okay, you want to think that you're a woman already? Now I'm going to really show you what how that goes down. Now, once again, like I always say, I'm not going to give up. Like I always say, and I told my to, I'm not going to give up on you, but I'll be damned if I'm going to waste and kill my energy trying to, you know, trying to keep you away from things or out of things or keep you or try to protect you from something. The thing is, some things you have to learn on your own. Some things you have to see on your own. And that's what it is with her. I mean, you don't want that. You don't want it to be a bad consequence. You don't, you know, you don't want anything, you know, bad or anything to come, you know, bad out of it. But they have to see something. This is what life is about. They have to see something. And that's the only way they're going to learn. They have to see it in order to say, damn, okay, I'm not going to do that no more.
But
and,
wait,
you know.
So wait. Okay, she got things to see. She got things to learn. But so you think you're going to turn around and get your heart broke? Or something go wrong, and then you're going to come back to me?
Yep. That's exactly what's going to happen. So you might
and
be prepared, but that's exactly what's going to happen. What you going to do about it? That's exactly, guess what? That's what you're there for. That's why your dad, that's what you're there for. So the heartbreak. You're going to
be dad
for
again.
The heartbreak. Yeah,
now
exactly.
I'm supposed to be dad again. Before,
be dad.
Right now,
you're
right,
always
right now,
be dad.
Right now, I'm just the dude that she's like, I need money. Right now, that's all I am right
well,
now. But then what? I'm going to have to go back to playing dad
you
later?
Say, you're gonna always, let me tell you something. You're going to always look like the enemy to them. Especially, like I said, between 12 and 18 years of age, you are going to be the enemy. So you might as well get that moat and get you a drum. The moat and the drawbridge and sit in your castle because you're going to always be the enemy. You're going to be the enemy from now until she hit about 18. Well, we were females or girls and maybe about, I'll say about 20, 21. Right now, you're going to be the enemy. But guess what? That's right. When that heart breaks and she's on that little horse coming to the castle, just lower the drawbridge and let her in.
I ain't low in shit. Damn that.
Yes, you are.
Fall in
low
the
draw, Bree. Wait, you can throw an arrow or two at her when she comes.
Yep. Let her get her ass bit one of those alligators in the with the fire on it.
Throw a horse in the alligator. Hey, get off that horse.
Yeah. Throw an arrow with some damn fire on it. Nope.
Yeah, exactly.
Lower the drawbridge.
That's what I'm saying. You put up, but you got to lower that drawbridge because you know what? You are the cat. You have to, guess what? You don't know how that's going to affect. You're not, as a father, as a man, and as a father, and that's your daughter, when you see that heartbreak, you're going to automatically lower that bridge. You're going to be like, no, I can't let my, Come on, let's go. Come on into the castle. Come sit on this throne, because right now we got to talk. Because she's going to need that. She's going to need that male to talk to. Yeah, she could talk to her mother, but she's going to need that male to talk to. Because then she's going to ask the question, why did he do this? Why this? Why that? But you a man, don't you know? Da-da-da. She's going to need that. Do you want her to go elsewhere and get them answers? I don't think you want to. Because guess what? If she goes to another guy and get them answers, he's going to take advantage of it. Oh, he broke your heart? Oh, girl, well, let me unbreak your heart. No, you don't want that. Because then she's going to get her heart broken again. So you ought to be there for that heartbreak if it happens.
Yeah, this parenting shit, it's too much work, man. Listen, it's too much work. I work enough. It's too much work right here.
You just got one. Try doing it with two. You just got one.
Nah, man.
Try doing it with two.
Bank is closed. Bank is closed.
I had a friend of mine. She asked me that a couple of weeks ago. She said, and mind you, she got two sons, but one of her sons is like up there in age. He's like, I think he's about to be 20 or 21 or whatever. She told me, she said, girl, I don't know how you did it with the two of them. She said, I'm just, and mind you, she got four, and he's the fifth one, but, you know, he's the only, like, the older boy. She said, I don't know how you did it with the two of them. I said, listen, a lot of praying, a lot of spiritual work, a lot of just, you know, tough love. Being hard.
A lot of cognac.
A lot of Hennessy.
Yeah, basically.
It's just that, unfortunately, I had to, you know, like, I had to bring some of my old school of what my mom did with me going to them. Now, I ain't saying that it worked all the time because a lot of it didn't work. Because these are different children. They're different. They're growing up different. They're not like how we were. Like I said, we didn't have video games. We ain't had no, you know, Instagram, Facebook. We didn't have no social media. It wasn't no cable. It wasn't none of that stuff. So guess what? It was like when your mom gave you the look, it was like, shut the fuck up. That's the look. Shut the fuck up. But these, everybody wants to, oh, let them express themselves. Let them say this. Let them do this. It's just like, oh, man, come on now. They expressing themselves all over the place now.
There's too much freedom.
So, you know. Yeah, it's
too much freedom
exactly.
For them.
You are absolutely right. That's exactly what it is.
Freedom.
They have too much freedom. They got too much freedom. And it's like we live in a society now where basically, now I'm going to tell you like this. The shows that they were watching, Matu, there was a show called iCarly. You ain't never seen a parent on the show.
Yeah.
Parents. Them kids were doing what the hell they want. All you seen was an older brother. What the hell?
Yeah,
the older brother was just as immature as the damn kids.
It's true.
Right. But that's what I'm saying.
True.
When you look at these shows, when these, like you could say the shows from, like, maybe, I'll say maybe the later, like, maybe the mid to later 90s, where are the parents? There's no parents on the show. All you see is kids running around, doing what they want. They in these lavish houses. They going all over the place. I don't know where they getting to shoulder shots and all this shit. It ain't the white. How y'all getting to these places? And ain't no parent driving y'all there. How you getting to these places? Where y'all getting all this money from to be spending up and buying all this magical shit? And all this shit? All this magical shit. How are you, like, who's, like, but see, that's the problem. It's no, like I said, it's no guidance. So these kids, like I said, this is what these kids are looking at. No guidance. There's no parents in the house. Oh, we could do what we want. And then some of these parents, oh, I could leave you in the house. You're only 12 years old. I could leave you here for a whole weekend. What the hell are you talking about? You trying to go to jail?
Man, listen, it's deeper than that, but I ain't gonna continue to get into certain things. But all I know is, listen, I'm trying to despite the fact of me not feeling well this week. And do you think that she even, bothers to just a little MF? You think she even bothers to be like, oh, hey, Dad, just checking on you? Nah, none of that.
No.
None of that. And I'm supposed to be nice? When she get a little heartbroken, I should laugh on her goddamn face. Let her get a heartbroken. I said, little asshole. That's what happens when you go against the house.
Do that too. You can laugh at her, but believe me, you're going to laugh at her, but after a while, you're going to be like, you know what? Come sit on this throne. Let's talk about it. Come to the king, but come. Come on. Let's go. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about how you
were a fool. Yep. You could say that too. Listen, at that point, you could talk. She got to eat it and take her L. She got to take that L. We all do. We've all gotten our heart broken. We had to take that L. And you know what? Like I said, at least she has you to come to. Think about the young ladies that don't have nobody to come to. But like I said, they'll go to another dude. And then that dude break it. Like, you have to think about this. Some of them don't have nobody to come to and when they take the L. And sometimes they got to work that out on their own. That's just the way it go.
This parenting thing. Everything was cool up until this point. Everything was all right. Now all of a sudden it's starting to get weird now.
I'm going to say this, Brother B, like I said, that's because you, once again, because you're a man and that's your daughter, oh, this is going to be my little girl forever. Oh, she's never going to do this. And she, no, you have to think, like I said, she has to grow up.
I knew it was going to happen. I just wasn't expecting it to happen like this. Happened too quick. Too damn quick.
Well, that's the way it goes. Let me tell you something. What I told my nieces and I tell anybody that's young and they just having kids. If you have children, there is no manual that pops out the mother and say, hey, this is how you do this. This is what this child's going to do. She's going to do this. And she gets this. No, or he will do that. No. You have to play it by ear and you have to go accordingly. And it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect at all. And just like you said, it popped up too quickly. It happens. Now I'm going to ask you a question. When did you think it was going to happen?
I can't pinpoint what age.
So give me a roundabout age that you think that maybe you was going to get that.
Well, you know what it is? I didn't think it was going to go down like that. Like, I thought, things would have been a little more rational. Some type of communication going on.
Goddamn teenagers.
Well, see, that's the problem. As much as I have tried to talk to her about certain things, and there's some parents out there that keep it 100 and talk to their kids and let them know, bang, 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 boom, boom, this is how it is. Or this is what it's going to be. Now, I was, I wasn't, once again, like I said, I appreciate the fact that she said what she said. She told me. She asked. I appreciate it. But at the same time, my problem is the fact that you mad. Because, I blew up on you? You mad?
Yeah.
Like, why are you mad, son? Like, why are you mad? You mad because what?
Because she thought you was going to be in agreement, say it.
Nah, son, you got to shut
down. Because she thought you were going to be cool. Wait a minute, know why? You know why she thought you were going to be cool with it? Because mom is cool with it. So you know what? If mom's
mother wasn't even home, mother wasn't even home.
Once again, you don't know if she already asked already, or maybe once again, maybe her mother is in agreement and don't mind that. So at the same time, like I said, dad's gonna be in agreement because you know what? Or then again, hey, another scenario. you probably already asked mom. Mom told her, nah, you like, ah, you said, nah. Okay, well, she's not home, so guess what? She can't do nothing about it. But you know what? Let me ask dad. Because you know what? That's the right thing to do just in case it gets back to him. You see how slick they can be? Let me ask him or say something about it or ask him, because just in case it gets back to him, I can always say, well, I asked him. You see how that go?
And yeah, I mean, I get it. But okay. You still not talking to me because what? That's the thing. That's the thing that kind of turns my butter. You still on some, like, really? Like, okay.
But I don't think that's what it is. I think it's the fact that she knows that she feels that you're still pissed with her, so she's probably like, let me just back off for a little while and let him cool down, and then I'll, like I said, eventually
we had
come
to talk.
Around talking to you.
We had, listen, no, we had to talk. I spoke to her. I let her know X,
that
Y, and Z.
That doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't
mean nothing. So,
why
that
not?
Don't mean nothing.
I don't see why
in
not.
Because in your mind, you figuring, oh, we had to talk, so you know what, she shouldn't be mad about anything. Once again, I don't think that she's mad about. Now, I'm going to put it to this. Maybe she might be a little soft, as you say, you don't want to hear nothing about the boy. But once again, that I'm going to tell you this out of honesty, that you shouldn't say, because now she going to make it her business to be around him now. You don't want him to be around, you know what? I'm going to be around him anyway, out of spitefulness.
I told her I just don't want to hear about the boy no more. I don't want to hear the name no more. I don't hear nothing like that no more.
And that might be a reason, but that turns something in. And the thing is, once again, I'm going to say it again. When it comes to the affairs of a heart with a female, and you say you don't want to hear about it, you're saying, oh, I don't want to hear about that dude no more, that automatically hurt her heart. But she's like, that's my man. What do you mean you don't want to hear? But like, in lack of a better word, that's what she's saying. That's my man. You don't want to hear about it.
I wish she would have said that.
Now I'm not going to tell you nothing.
I wish she would have said some shit like that. That's my man.
I said,
you ain't got no damn
man. Wait, she said it in her mind. I'm going to tell you like that.
Now, yeah,
my man.
She said it in her mind. Because he's got him. That's my man. Get the.
But that's what I'm saying. She said that in her mind. Like, that's me. Man, what's he talking about? He don't want to, all right, you don't want to hear about him, then you know what? I'm not going to say nothing about him, but he's going to still be my man. You understand? It's like kind of like that reverse psychology type thing. Now, you say you don't want to hear about him, but she's like, oh, yeah, dad was sick. He bugging. He thinks, I'm still, all right, you don't have to hear about him. But he's still going to be around.
He ain't got to be around me.
Yeah, but you can't. All right, but you're saying you don't want him to be around you, but now kind of doing with that is now she's figuring, if you don't want him around, then you don't want me around. Because if I want to say she wants to come over,
see,
and say, he all right, well,
see, that's some dumbass. See, that's the, all right, this is where that whole emotional, all that bullshit got to stop. That's just ridiculous.
But you can't
say that
ridiculous. She's a female and she's growing up.
Listen, I'm tired of these excuses. Oh, she's a female. So what?
But
stop being
you
so
can't
goddamn
say that
emotional.
She is, wait, hold up. Listen, what did you just say to me a few minutes ago? I'm a man.
So
I was a man first before I was your father. Guess what? She's going to still be, she has to be a woman before she's your daughter. Yeah, she's going to always be your daughter, but she has to be a woman also. She has to come into her womanhood.
So
she
why all y'all
got to
be emotional? Ain't all y'all ain't got to be all emotional?
Well, yes, yeah, but see, and here go the problem right now. This is what I'm saying. Y'all either want us to have emotions or don't have emotions. Which one is it? This is what I think
I
upset with you, miss.
I ain't asking for all that. Either
we're gonna be have emotion or not. So now you want her to be
that.
Now do you want her to be emotionless and treat him like a female?
I don't care. I see you. Just be good to me. I don't care.
She's being good to you.
Listen, I don't care.
Brother B, she's being good to you. You're her father.
Being good to me?
That's just the way
how
it
you
goes
gonna be,
parents
you ain't speaking.
And children.
Man, listen.
I don't care. And that's the way it's going to go. You either going to get with it or you not. Stop letting it bother you. Stop letting it bother you because that's the way it's going to go.
No,
it's always going. Y'all going to bump heads, and especially when it comes to the matter of the heart. You're going to bump heads. Sorry, I'm sorry, but like I said, I'm a woman, and I have to tell you that's how it's going to go because I bumped heads with my own dad when it came to affairs of a heart. That's the way it's going to go. But guess what? That doesn't stop him from being my father. It's just that I have to let him know that. Listen, I'm a woman, and I'm going to do what I have to do in terms of being a woman or a young adult or whatever it was at that time. Now, he didn't like it either, but he said, but he kind of backed off a little bit himself and just let me do what I had to do. And when things got a little hectic or whatever, then he stepped in when he could or when he had to. That's just the way it's going to go. So you might as well hang it up. Oh, she work off.
No, this sounds like a long ass road. This just sounds like a long road, man. It is.
It's going to be a long road.
Like, I feel like, I'm suspending my parenting privileges for a little while. Put my parenting privileges on hold.
Nothing wrong with doing that.
I don't
feel like being a parent right now. I'm with, how the kids say, I'm with the shit. I'm with it. I don't know if it, like I said, I think it's more of with you. I think it's, like I said, because this is something new to you. It's like I said, you knew it was coming, but it's something new to you. See, it's not new to me. Because I've been through that. I've been through this twice, even though they're males. I've been through this twice already. This is nothing new to me. So between the stage and from 12, and she would probably start early with some of these kids. I'll say between 12 and 18 years of age, just like you said, it's going to be a long road because that road is going to be long, it's going to be hard, it's going to be bumpy. Okay?
I'm going to have to give me
but
an ATV.
Uh-huh.
Give me a truck. I'm gonna have to give me an ATV to go over these bumps and all this. Cause like I said, man, it's just nah. Mm-mm. Got enough going on. Now I gotta sit back and I can't.
Better start meditating. I'm telling y'all, it works. Better start laying down and closing your eyes. Just get like I said, you only need to do it for an hour, maybe a half an hour, get a little meditation music going on, and just, start. Look, get you some white sage and start burning. You better do something.
You coming with
you better
yourself.
Do. I'm sure.
I've been trying to get myself back on the mend. Well, I've been on the mend of trying to get myself back together. I can't really, and I'm not really trying to devote too much thought to that situation right there. I just can't anymore. It was like it's draining. It was draining.
It's draining. Exactly, and you should.
Yeah,
you
I just
it's going to do that. It's going to drain you. It is going to drain you. And like I said, I've been through it with the older one where it's like I said, it's like times that I felt like, damn, like, what am I doing wrong? Did I do something wrong? Am I this? Am I that? I'm second-guessing myself. I'm like, I know I'm trying to do the right thing, unfortunately, the sad thing about it also, which you brought also have the same issue, is sad when the other party is not compromising and or working with you. You understand what I'm saying? That's the effort part about it. When the other part,
I get it.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's messed up when the other party is not compromising or working with you. And I put it to that, they so busy trying to be friend to the child where it's making you look like you're the disciplinarian or time, and then that's why I said the child ends up getting mad with you or being a certain way with you, because it's like, oh, well, the other one lets me do what I want, or the other one doesn't yell at me, the other one doesn't say this and doesn't do this, so you know what? I'm going to be more on their side, but guess what? You come to me just like you said for money, and you're coming to me for this and you're this and that and the other, but the other one, he or she is not doing that. They're not doing anything for you. But you all right with them letting you do what you want or not yelling at you or not this or not that. But guess what? I have to do the disciplining. I have to do those things because you know what? In my case, you're living under my roof. So I have to do that because guess what? At the end of the day, in my case again, when something happens, who they going to call first? They're not going to call the other party. They're going to call me first.
True, true. What up, K-Dog?
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up, everybody?
What's up? What's going on?
Man, I'm listening to the show, man, and I am watching All-Star Game, and I'm sitting here, like, shaking my head.
At
you know what, to this day, for me, personally, I learned this. I grew up in a household where it was tough love all around. Because you know what it is? When you have parents who are from the island, they don't believe in that, oh, sit down and talk. You're gonna get whatever it is you did, you're going to pay for it. And
that's,
you know
what?
What? And they don't care how old you are. You still have to have respect for them. You can't even curse in front of them. They don't want to hear that. So they always check up to see if you ate. Or, oh, did you eat anything? Yeah, I ate. But still, you got to come to them with respect. They don't buy that.
I mean, you know, like I said, it's a good thing that it's not a respect issue. Because that right there, that just brings it to another level. You know, my thing is just the fact that, you know, you try, you think you're doing, you know, the best that you can. It's like, as many years as I fought, went to court, you know, to remain in this child's life, all of a sudden now, because some little boy, well, you ain't speaking to me. And I think that's the thing that gets me so much. It's like the shit that I did to stay in your life, to be here when your mother was just trying to be like, no. Like, she wanted to rock that single mother title hard, but she wanted the money. She didn't want me around. She didn't want me around, but she wanted the money. And I wasn't having that. The money is, I don't care about the money factor, but you wasn't going to get rid of me. So as hard as I fought to stay in this kid's life, now all of a sudden I'm here, I'm still here, and then it's like, oh, well, there's a boy now, so, you know, if you don't like him, then you don't like
you're
me.
Be here,
like, that's
here.
The attitude. Huh?
Yeah.
But you're still going to be there. I don't care. All of that stuff with the court, that don't have nothing to do with you still.
Listen, but you know what? To me, but right now, it's a slap in the face. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, things keep. You could have
feel
been,
that?
Yeah, like, you could have did it a little better. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be, like,
how much better could she have done
15?
It?
15, listen, all right, you know, to a degree,
yeah.
I can understand you saying she's 15, but at the same token, if you have enough, if your conscious level is to a certain point where you know that you had to ask me for something in order to get X, Y, and Z, then you automatically know off the bat that decisions that you make not only affect you, but affect me as well. So you can't sit there and say, you can be emotional all you want to. But once again, like, don't expect me to sit back and wait for shit to hit the fan and be like, I told you so. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm going to keep it moving. Like, yeah, you're my kid and I love you, but, yo, I got to keep it moving. Like, the world
won't
stop.
Well, then, Right, exactly. And you do that. You do that. You keep it moving. You keep moving and keep doing what you're doing. But like I said, at the same time.
But don't be insulting. But don't be insulting at the same time. Cause,
but
cause
she's
first
not
of all,
thinking about that. Any, I don't care what you say. 14, like I said, teenagers, let me just say, teens do not think about nobody but themselves.
Nope. They don't respect,
teens,
and you know what
teens
else?
Don't
they don't
think
respect
about
anybody
nobody
either.
That themselves at this point. You are thinking that way because you're the adult. You're the teenagers do not think like that. All that revolves, the teenagers, the world revolves around them. These young adults, these 20-something-year-olds, these millennials, the world revolves around them. I tell that big one in there all the time. You think the goddamn world revolves around you, and it does not. You revolve around the world. The world don't revolve around you.
Exactly.
Okay? And they all think, and they all have that thinking, especially with these kids these days. They all have that thinking where it's like, oh, bro, oh, I'm the shit. I'm the king. I'm the queen. I'm King Tut. I told the big one the other day, you know King Tut died when he was 25 years old.
Yeah,
you know he died when he was 25 because he thought he was the shit. He thought he was, I'm king. What is it? Tutankhamun. I love the whole name. I can't never say it. But yeah, I'm King Tut. Can't tell me shit. Yeah, well, King Tut ain't here no more. Well, he probably wouldn't have been here now, but I'm just saying. He died at a young age, so guess what? Yeah, he was the shit, all right. So, yeah, that's the way it is. That's 15 years. Go ahead.
No, like I said, I get it. I guess it's something that, you know what I'm saying, I have to process, but at the same time, like I said, it's still insulting because you don't even want to try and see it from my end. Or
you think it's... At this point, she can't.
So then what's the purpose
not
of even trying
so how
am I supposed to sit down and have these conversations with you? Like, you know what I'm saying? You got a brain in your head and come to find out it's like you don't.
You just have to keep doing it. You have to keep drilling it. Didn't I used to always say around here that I need a tape recorder and just record what I say? So this way I don't have to keep straining my voice back. I can just press the damn button and let the damn recorder say it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You're going to keep saying it, and it's going to go in one ear, it's going to drain out the other side, and she's going to go right to doing something, the same thing. She's going to go to do something, probably the same damn thing. Then you're going to talk to her again about it. It's going to go in that ear.
And come out the other.
And come out the other side, and you're going to tell her again, and she's going to go do it again. Like that cartoon with when Bugs Bunny went through the Giants' ear. And he walked out the other side.
No, you're crazy, man. I know there's people out there that have been in the parenting game longer than me, as you have, Big Red. A lot more experience, a lot more things on their table and on their plate. You know, me right now, I'm just kind of like amazed, at the fuckery. I'm just really amazed that, out of all the times we had we had certain talks, we talked about stuff, and then turn around, it's like, I thought you were using your brain, but you're actually not.
Oh, God.
So now it's like I have to look at you like, like you're like a somewhat of a vegetable, because you're just not confident. You're not getting it.
Not the same. When you look at them like, yo, is this my kid? You know how many times I would look at the older one and like, yo, You sure you're my kid? You sure they didn't switch you up at the hospital when you walked out of here and went to your friend's house? They cloned you and brought somebody else back in his house? I used to think that sometimes because it's just certain things. It's just like, you're not my kid. Now, you can't be my kid doing that shit. You can't be my kid doing that. You couldn't be my kid saying that dumb crap you just said. It's like, nah, son.
No, no, believe it or not, it is.
Nah, that's crazy, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I know these kids nowadays are different. Some of them, they got their ass on their shoulder. Right out, as soon as they pop out the coochie, they got a chip on their shoulder. You know? But I was like, damn. Excuse me. I'm just figuring, like, you know, it's still early. To me, it's still early. You got all these years ahead of you to do X, Y, and Z. And then now, this is where we at. I'm like, right now? Like,
right now? Some of them start earlier. Some of them start earlier.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Things just turn out in the worst, you know, so far worse.
Well, it's still earlier because of, you know, as we all always say, it's society, it's social media. It's the, you know, the shows that they watch. It's these, like I said, these TV shows where there's no parents around, okay, or you have these, you know, in reality, in real life, parents aren't in there. Like I said, if you got two parents, you got a mother and father, yeah, they live in the home, but guess what? What if mom got to be at work? Dad got to be at work. Who the child home with? They either home by themselves with an older brother, sister, cousin, aunt, grandma, somebody, and they got to basically fend for themselves. That's the way it goes. So, you know, the society, you know, unfortunately, this is what they put out there, you know, and it's like, you know, a breakdown of the family. We all know that. Nobody sits at the table. Nobody sits at the table and has dinner anymore. Everybody is scattered. Yeah, everybody's scattered.
Everybody's on their phone. They're on their phone.
Yep.
The social media.
Right, even if they do sit down together, just like you said, everybody's sitting on their phone, on social media, mom, dad, the kids, even the little babies. You got the babies that are 6 months old, 7 months old, 8 months old, and they know how to maneuver through YouTube already.
Yeah, I find that crazy, and I just find that like a bit much. My kids are just growing up too fast, and I think that's, you know, partially, you know, my other issue is just growing up just way too fast for my taste, and, you know, rushing into these little relationships, and, you know, all of it is crazy, man.
Man, too much for me, man. It's too much.
Yeah. It's just like, what do you, you know, like, what's your malfunction? You know, like, you're doing all that. Like, for what?
Yeah.
Like, it makes you wonder, like, what, like, did you, were you listening to the speeches? Were you listening? You know, don't act like you ain't got no home training. Because you do.
They all want to try it. They all want to get that little... It's like that little devil, you know, like I said, it's like the devil and the angel on the shoulder. It's like the angel's like, oh, well, you know, your dad and your mom told you don't do this, that. But then the other devil's like, you know what? That devil said, F that. You know what? Go ahead and tell that lie. Go ahead and tell that lie. They're not going to find out. Go ahead and tell that lie. They're not going to find out.
And they turn around and get laughed at.
Yep,
exactly.
And then they get yelled at. Right back and they wonder what happened.
I told you. I told you to tell that lie, but you know what? You got to tell a ha.
That's crazy.
No, man. Too much for me, man.
Yeah, it is. It is, man. Like I said, I just had to, you know, kind of, you know, just get that, you know, off the chest. I mean, parenting, you know, from is just totally different from back in the days compared
way
to now.
Different.
I mean, I'm sure some of the issues, some of the issues are the same, but just these, some of these kids nowadays are just totally different, man. And, you know, I'm just like, wow, like, you kids are really eating soup.
Totally
eating that soup, man. That soup is salty as hell, and they just throwing it back like, you know, like it's water. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just see it like this, man. To your kids or parents that's listening, to the kids, you don't, you know, you, there's certain things you just don't want to deal with. Because,
mm-hmm.
yes, like I told my kid, I will be that asshole parent, and I will watch you sink. I won't let you drown, but I'll watch you sink. You make
no. If you have to teach them the hard
way. Oh yeah, you may have to spit up some water, but I will watch you sink, and then I'll probably laugh at you as you recover. Because I don't believe in that coddling thing. I don't believe in, you know, suck it up.
Yeah.
Suck it up, man.
Oh, well, that's what they're going to have to do, yo. They're going to have to do that.
They're going to have to.
They have to learn to suck it up. Like I said, if you think the world revolves around you, son. This one, the older one, he's supposed to be moving out. He just told me the other day. I asked him, did he have any money? I ain't got no money. I just paid my rent. I said, what? I said, wow. I said, welcome to the world of adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where he moved away? He just paid his rent where?
Where he's moving
paid
to.
Rent, where he moving to?
Listen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah. And guess what? You think I just said, welcome to the world of adulthood.
My
listen,
goodness.
Shit get real when he come over and the fridge is locked up. That's when life is over for him. Why you lock the fridge up? Don't worry about it. You got your own house now.
Don't worry. You got your own place. That's your own place to go to. Don't come over here looking for nothing.
Hell yeah. Well,
over here looking for nothing.
You're about to wrap this up. But yeah, man, I guess the parenting never really ends to a degree. Maybe there's breaks and pauses, but it doesn't really end. K-Dog, thank you for calling.
You. Yeah, you're welcome, man.
Good luck.
Yes.
And
no problem.
We'll catch you next Sunday. Hopefully I can catch up with Hot Rod and the rest of you guys on Absolute Truth tomorrow night. I got to call in, man. Last couple of weeks I've been down and out.
Yeah,
right?
I hear you, bro.
All right, yo. Everybody.
All right.
Have a good night. Another one in the can.
All right.
Peace.
Later, guys.
Peace out.